We're in nominating season. New Hampshire voters are picking their presidential candidates. And early this morning, the nominees for the 96th Academy Awards were announced. Oppenheimer led the way with 13, including Best Picture and Director for Christopher Nolan. Close behind, Poor Things with 11 nominations, Killers of the Flower Moon with 10, both also nominated for Best Picture. But people, come on, in the acting category, one for Ken, none for Barbie, none for directing? Harumph. Longtime entertainment reporter John Horn is here. Hi, John.
Hi there. You must be talking about Greta Gerwig and Margot Robbie, who might be watching from the wings in this year's Oscars.
I can't. So that you know, Margot Robbie, who played Barbie, did not get an acting nod. Greta Gerwig did not get the directing. Ken, Ryan Gosling, got a Best Supporting Actor nod. There's no Ken without Barbie, but we'll get to that. First, we should mention the other Best Picture nominees, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, The Holdovers, Maestro, Past Lives, The Zone of Interest. Did that list shape up for you?
Yeah, I don't think there are any whoppers in there. I mean, I think you already hit on the big surprise. Greta Gerwig has made 3 movies. All of them have been nominated for Best Picture, Lady Bird, Little Women, and Barbie. And they've all been nominated for Best Picture, but I guess they must be directing themselves. Now, in fairness, there are 10 Best Picture nominees and only 5 directing slots. So 5 directors are not going to get nominated, but you said there's no Ken without Barbie. There's no Barbie without Greta Gerwig.
Right. I
think it was a singular directing job by Greta, and the fact that she wasn't nominated doesn't seem like just kind of a numbers thing. That seems like old Academy Boys Club kind of decision. Ugh. And it's really disappointing for the film, and I'm sure very disappointing for Greta and her lead actress, Margot Robbie.
Do you want to wager on which film will win Best Picture?
I don't know. There are some very good movies in that category. I think Yorgos Lanthimos' Poor Things is probably the most creative and the most original story of all of them. That said, that movie is a out there movie, and Oppenheimer is an old-fashioned Academy Awards kind of movie. So yeah. Oppenheimer has always been the favorite. I think it remains the favorite to win the top prize. But I would have said a couple of things were going to get nominated today, and they weren't.
Oh, okay. Well, we want to hear more about that. But just you remind us, Yorgos Lanthimos, Poor Things, and how that was, it's kind of an out there film, and it's with his kind of longtime creative partner, Emma Stone. They've done other projects together. It is kind of out there, but she did pick up a nomination for Poor Things for Best Actress in a Leading Role. Let's move to that category. Carey Mulligan, also nominated for Maestro, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Annette Bening for Naiad. And again, no Margot Robbie for Barbie. So just your thoughts there.
Naiad's getting a lot of love, not only Annette Bening in the lead actress role, but also Jodie Foster for supporting. Lily Gladstone, that's a fantastic nomination. What's interesting about that category, she's nominated for Killers of the Flower Moon. Leonardo DiCaprio was not nominated for lead actor in the same film. Lily Gladstone, I think, is probably the actor to beat in that category. Very, very rare that anybody who is Native American is nominated for anything by the Academy. So this is a great recognition of her lead role. That said, it's also worth noting that in the supporting actress category, America Ferrera, who gave the It's Impossible to Be a Woman speech in Barbie, was nominated for supporting actress, and she's the only Latinx performer among all 20 acting nominees. So that's also not a great sign, but at least she got in.
Yeah, there's that. Well, and Lily Gladstone is also Native American, playing an Osage woman in 1920s Oklahoma. Let's listen to a little of what the Oscar voters liked. Setting this up, her character's family and others of the Osage Nation are being murdered for their oil wealth. It's a horrible but a true story based on a best-selling book. And here is Lily Gladstone in a scene with Leonardo DiCaprio, who plays her would-be husband, Ernest.
They told me you was going with Matt Williams for a time.
You talk too much.
Oh, I don't talk too much. Just thinking who I got to beat in this horse race, that's all.
I didn't realize this was a race. I don't care for watching horses.
Well, I'm a different kind of horse.
Do you think Lily Gladstone is a shoe-in, John Horn?
I don't know that she's a shoe-in. I think she's a favorite. I think Emma Stone has a good shot there. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, that film was not nominated for adapted screenplay. It's based on the book by David Gran. And I think that might be because it really oversimplifies the role the FBI played in that film and kind of whitewashes how poorly they actually behaved. So I think it was a movie that a lot of people thought would be nominated for adapted screenplay, and it wasn't. And I think that's telling.
Okay. Nominees for Best Actor, Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. He plays author Thelonious Ellison, a novelist frustrated by being pigeonholed as a black author. In this scene, he asks a bookstore clerk why his books are shelved in a particular place.
Wait a minute. Why are these books here?
I'm not sure. I would imagine that this author, Ellison, is black.
That's me. Ellison.
Yeah.
He is me. And he and I are black.
Oh, bingo.
No bingo, Ned. These books have nothing to do with African-American studies. They're just literature. The blackest thing about this one is the ink.
Just love this movie. John Horn, for a lot of people, you know, concentrating on Barbenheimer, they might not know about this film.
This is the best movie of the year.
It's so good.
It is directed by Cord Jefferson, first-time feature director. It's adapted from a novel called Erasure by Percival Everett. Jeffrey Wright is so good in this role. I mean, just heard in that scene, he's an author who is not only dealing with his own insecurities, but also the success of another author who he thinks has basically betrayed the race. It's a very funny movie, and it's also very poignant. It says a lot about Hollywood. The end of the movie says everything you need to know about why Hollywood likes to make crowd-pleasing films, because it in itself is a satire of Hollywood filmmaking. It's a genius film. I hope Jeffrey Wright wins in that category. I think Cillian Murphy is probably the favorite for Oppenheimer. But the fact that Colman Domingo was nominated for playing Bayard Rustin in Rustin, I think, is very impressive. That's a spot that a lot of people thought would go to Leonardo DiCaprio for Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, boy. Okay, great wrap up there.
I have one more, I have to say.
Yeah, please.
To me, the biggest shocker of the day was that American Symphony was not nominated for Best Documentary Feature. And this, to me, feels like a referendum on the director, Matthew Heineman, rather than the movie. I don't understand how that film wasn't nominated. I talked to somebody who was close to the film about a week ago, and he was afraid of a backlash against the film.
Well, let's just remind people, this is the John Batiste documentary. It's about this great musician, but then it also becomes about his partner's cancer diagnosis.
Yes. So you're watching John Batiste win Grammys, and meanwhile, his partner, Suleika, is in the hospital dealing with lymphoma and throwing up as sick as she can be. It's just a very moving portrait, not only of a marriage, but of two artists. I cannot explain why it wasn't nominated. To me, it feels a lot like the slight of the documentary about Fred Rogers, Won't You Be My Neighbor by Morgan Neville back in 2019. That film was presumed to be the winner in the category before nominations were announced. It didn't even get nominated. The fact that American Symphony is not in the documentary feature race, to me, is an absolute tragedy.
And just quick, why would there have been a backlash?
I think people think that Matthew Heineman, who is a white filmmaker, wasn't the right person to tell the story of a black artist. If you look at the film on its own terms, which is all you should be doing, there's no way this movie doesn't get in. This is a great film. American Symphony deserves to be seen, and I cannot figure out that slight.
Yeah. Well, John Batiste certainly thought he was the person to make the film. So there's that. And then, as we said, people who will be outraged that the actress Margot Robbie did not get a nod for playing Barbie, and Greta Gerwig didn't get a nod for creating it. But Billie Eilish got a nod for her song. So we're just going to go out on What Was I Made For? Entertainment reporter John Horn, always a pleasure. We'll have all of the nominees at hearnow.org. Ceremony March 10th. John, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.